Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm disgusting.
Oh, House, don't say that.
You could live someplace so much better than me.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah? Look at these uneven stairs. Gross.
House, you know I don't care.
Ugh, and the squeaky door hinge.
I think it's cute.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this 14th day of July, Thursday. Little Lisa's shaking her little head because she knows I'm right. And now we have on the board producing this program flawlessly until I yell at him, none other than Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody. Let's hope that doesn't happen.
And out of the boiler room in here, in the studio, live with me, to my left. Well, no, there's no left allowed, is there?
That's right.
There is none.
To my right is that Radical Randy.
And be blessed, no stress, everybody.
And Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
We got a special guest in the studio tonight, Keith Davey.
Hello, Pastor Ernie. Thank you for inviting me tonight.
Already.
It's an honor, sir.
Well, we're going to talk to tell the folks because you're running for office. And so you're the Christian conservative and a patriot, right?
Christian conservative patriot running on the Republican ticket, but always Christian first.
All righty. We're going to go and get into our message tonight. The title of the message was, We Have Come Full Circle from Genesis chapter 6. Now, before we get into that, though, I wanted to say tonight we were out there at Mulligan's Restaurant in Canton, and Mulligan's is run by Tom and Joanna Swollen. And they're the owners, and what a wonderful time we had out there. The food was magnificent.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious.
Heavenly.
Yes, Randy didn't want to leave. He wanted to die right in that kitchen. He wanted to be there for the rest of his life. He wanted to go with a rib.
Okay. Listen, the truth of the matter is that normally I'm a slow eater. I beat all of them tonight. The
you
food
did.
Was that good.
Yeah, Randy and I both had the ribs, and the ribs were absolutely probably the best ribs I've ever had.
And
really
the shrimp
good.
Was excellent,
yeah, they were,
too.
Yeah.
And little Lisa, well, we let her have a mushroom. So,
and the service is phenomenal, too.
You're not kidding. And so here, the food was good, the service was better, and the waitress was pretty.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We won, didn't we? I mean,
very reasonable.
Yeah, very reasonable.
Very reasonable.
Yeah, it's always reasonable when I'm paying.
That's right. Okay. It's about time.
All righty. We're going to get right into the message, and we're going to pick it up where we left off, right? And that is going to be, I'm going to move one up on you there, Randy. Matthew 24. Well, actually, we'll start in verse 30 and read all the way down through 44.
Okay. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of the trump, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the earth to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, nor my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until that day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so also shall the coming of the Son of Man be.
Alrighty. Well, here, I think you have to go.
Oh, you want me to keep going? Okay, yeah. And then shall two be in the field, and one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, and one shall be taken, and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would have come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh.
Okay, so now here, when he says, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. Why will all the tribes of the earth mourn?
Because it will be too late for them.
Yes.
They chose the wrong side, huh?
Right, exactly. Yes, judgment's exactly.
Coming on. Okay, and you know, because that's kind of going to go along with some of what we're going to be talking about tonight, because Joe Biden now has chosen to promote the anti-religious group. He's chosen to be their leader.
That is so true.
Yes.
And as we've known, he's been an antichrist all along. So now, here, he goes on to say, and then we shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. How is this different from the rapture of the church? This is the second coming. This is not the rapture of the church. Okay, so how is it going to be different? Because here's the key point.
Because the church will be taken, and in the rapture of the church, it's strictly just the church that Christ comes to take his church away. And they get met in the air. They get lifted up off the earth, and everybody goes at the same time. But isn't in this time people kind of sporadically disappear, so to speak, if you will? It isn't like it's this wholesale whatever.
Well, you're right. But here's a key verse. Ready? And he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather the elect from the four winds, one end of heaven to the other. Now, when the rapture of the church, who catches everybody up? It's the Lord by himself,
right? The Lord by himself meets him in the air. Yeah.
Okay, so now here, in both instances, it says he returns with the clouds. Now, here, what was he referring to? Are those like cumulus or Stradivarius?
I think it's us.
we need a meteorologist here.
Alrighty.
That's exactly right.
What kind of clouds are those?
Saints?
No. These are judgment clouds.
No, those are the people.
Yeah,
those
people.
What he's, clouds always refers to
people.
The saints, the masses of the saints.
Okay.
So when he comes to the saints, and so he's going to return. Now, in the rapture of the church, he returns back in the clouds with the saints. And that's going to be what? Their spirit and their soul, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
They never touch the ground. They go down to the first heaven. And then what happens? Their bodies, their molecules are brought back together and formed into glorified bodies, right?
Yes.
Here now, He's coming, and he's looking at, and the angels shall gather together from the four ends, from one end of heaven to the other. So he's going to be pulling his people up, those that are, and taking them. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When the branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know summer is nigh. So likewise, when you see all these things, know that the near is end, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. So how has that led to all kinds of prophetic misunderstanding in a way? How has that led to that? Because the Bible speaks of two types of generations, a righteous and an unrighteous, okay? Mm-hmm. So an unrighteous generation is what? 20.
Okay.
Okay, which is what? 40 years.
40 years, right.
Okay. A righteous generation is 70. 70 years, right. Now, does he mean precisely to the exact number, to the exact year? Look here. You had a lot of people predicting that the rapture would take place in 1988. Why would they do that?
I can't remember what happened.
Based on 48, the
based on 40 years from okay. Now they based that on 40. Why would they base that on 40 years from 1948?
Well, the
nation of Israel right. Right, came back into being.
You got to get 4 inches away from that mic.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Or that mic. See, because he can press a button and that mic can come right up and punch you.
I got it.
All right. So people were back at that time when they were predicting this, were saying, surely, that we are an unrighteous generation because of the sin. Are things much worse now than they were back in the 70s and 80s?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes,
sir.
Yes.
Okay, so when it didn't happen in 1988, others said, well, we must have made a mistake. It must have been referring to a righteous generation, which would have put the rapture at the church if it had been precisely year by year. As our calendar has it, it would have been 2018. I don't think it didn't happen, did it?
No. Well, I hope it didn't because we're still here.
Yeah,
we're
still here.
That's right.
But now, here's the problem. Do we actually know when year really was? Where year one actually begins?
No, we really don't.
So there lies the problem, huh? So
yeah.
We're going back as far as we know.
As far as we know with the events that we know of.
Yeah. Okay, so... But is the rapture imminent? Is the Lord's second coming, is that imminent?
Yes.
Yo, absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, so here now. But of that day, that hour, no man knoweth but the angels, not even the angels, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Now, first of all, why would that be a good thing? That no man knoweth. Well, why is that a good thing that men did not know?
Because people would give up, slouch in, creep in, and try to time it. And
human nature is I'm gonna ghost until we get to close, right?
I'm gonna wait till the last minute.
Yeah, you wait till
until the last second.
Right.
You hear that, Craig? You can't be waiting till the last second. You got to get it done. You got to get it done now.
Yes.
All right. Anyhow, so now, wait a minute. He says, like in the days of Noah. Mm-hmm. How are we like the days of Noah? How are we like? Well,
we're going on like he's not coming. Well, yeah. That's what they did in the days of Noah. They ate, that's what he said. Yeah. They ate, they drank, they married. They were like, well, this thing is just going to go on the way it always
went. And every thought of their imagination that said was evil continually, and you see that. Most everywhere.
So here, Noah was saying, listen, you better repent because mm-hmm. it's going to rain and there's going to be a flood. And they said, what is rain, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. What are you talking about? And what is a flood?
And the more he talked about rain, probably they knew he was crazy then when he talked about rain because it doesn't do that.
Right.
It doesn't do that.
So he's building this great big old ark, right?
Right.
And he spent 120 years preaching to these people, right?
Yes.
Right.
120 years.
And building it, putting stuff in it, and I'm sure they saw him do that too.
Yes.
You know?
And they thought, well, maybe that guy's, maybe he's not playing with a full deck.
Well,
huh?
That's what I feel like, yeah.
And on the other hand of that, they had to wonder, remember, because they were not far away from, you know, that far away from Adam and Eve, right? I mean, right. And so they saw things happening, and now there was something else going on. You had these fallen angels. These fallen angels were there. And how is what happened then with what is happening today, current events? Two things happened then. One was, well, they took women as wives, which was totally against what they were allowed to do. And then they reproduced with these women. Now, when it says it took it, they took them wives. It doesn't mean like we do today where you ask a woman to marry you.
Yeah.
And when it says took wives, they took wives. They took whosoever wives they wanted.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, because they could do that, okay? And then when they reproduced, when they were part angel, which was something totally different than human and part human, was the DNA human DNA or was it half-breed? Was it contaminated?
Contaminated, yes.
Okay, so could we say then that that's exactly what was referring to in Genesis 3:5, the seed of the serpent? I mean, wasn't the point was that Satan was to contaminate the entire population of the earth so Messiah could not come through that, right?
That's right.
Yes.
He knew that Messiah had to come through.
Through the human,
started with Adam, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, was God ahead of him?
Yes.
He always is.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so God knew that. So God preserved Noah, right?
Yes, he did.
And his family. Mm-hmm. And so here now, how does that apply today? Do we have contaminated today? Is our many, many people out there, have they had their DNA contaminated to where
millions
by the poison poke,
to where even Big Pharma was trying to say, look, they're no longer human, we have a patent on that, so maybe those people belong to us, right?
That's right. And that's the other thing, is that they belong to them because of the contaminated DNA.
So here, the point that he's going to make is that we don't know. We don't know when he's going to return. We got to be ready anytime, huh?
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Right.
And are you going to have time to, is there going to be any chance at that point when he comes to repent and say, you know, gee, you know, give me another chance?
No.
No more other chances, are there?
No chance.
No.
Okay, so he goes on. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two shall be in the field, one shall be taken, and the other left. Now, that's kind of the opposite in a sense, because here one will be taken, and he sends his angels to get him. with a rapture, how many of the saints will be taken up?
All of them.
Yes.
Okay,
all
so.
Live and dead.
So therefore, be you also ready for in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man cometh. Now, here I'm going to do a little commentary. We've come full circle when the fallen angels took girls and women for wives. A new kind of creature was born. This new creature, Nephilim, was neither human nor angel. The DNA was not human. The rebellious spirit of the and of the contaminated caused God to destroy them with the earth. Genesis 6:13. Today, the gene pool has once again been contaminated by Big Pharma, where the DNA of humans have been changed to non-human, according to many biologists, MDs, and coroners. In our newsletter, you folks, the newsletter has been mailed, so many of you should be getting it pretty soon. Look at the very first page. You will not believe what you see. The things that they have taken out of human beings now because of this contamination of the DNA. They were, as in the days of Noah, they were marrying and giving in marriages. Marriages were not often consensual. The Nephilim could take the wives of men by force. Today, that first divine institution has been corrupted by the same kinds of beings whose hearts are evil continuously. Again, we have the Antichrist world system. Today, you've got basically, God recognizes two kinds of people only, the saved and the lost. Those are the two. Now, the saved has always been a remnant. God has kept a remnant. The vast majority of people are going to end up in hell by choice, aren't they?
Yes. That's right.
Yes.
Okay. He said in Genesis 6:13, God said that the earth was filled with violence. Does that sound familiar?
Sure does.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So God kept Noah and his family from contamination. Is God keeping a remnant today from the contamination?
Yes, he
yes.
is.
60,000 military have like us, refused the contamination, refused the killer shots. God is immutable. He never changes. The estimated population of the earth at that time, again, was 8 billion. We are rapidly approaching that number. And God does things the same way all the time, doesn't he?
Interesting.
Yes, he does.
And so we're going to stop right there for tonight. And we'll be back right after this with more.
Here's a song for all of you liberals who believe your ways are best, who don't mind overcrowding this nation with a swarm of foreign immigrants, who don't care about the population, who don't care if it's fouling our nest. When are you ever gonna read the writing upon the wall? We got crime overtaking our cities. We got gangs taking over our streets. We keep handing out more and more welfare, though it never seems to meet their needs. What kind of culture are we cultivating? One where you never have to pull any weeds. If we don't stop this immigration, this great nation's gonna fall. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close up that gate. Now can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. How can we ever come to any solution when all we ever do is debate? We've got to get a tighter grip on our borders. We've got to seriously legislate and quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist and quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers.
faces and quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration in these great United States. Let's get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close a bad gate. Can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist police state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration in these great United States.
Alrighty, we got to get a grip. Listen, it's way past. I mean, it's really, really way past time to close those gates. I mean, to get a grip on immigration, we really should have done this years and years ago. Okay, and guess who was telling you that years and years ago? That's right, right here from this mic, right here. Alrighty, here. Guess what we have with us here tonight? Keith Davey, and Keith Davey is the Christian conservative patriot. And he's running for state representative, House District 13. And he wants to get some property tax relief for seniors. I'll go along with that.
Amen.
Yes.
We all will.
Yes.
Listen to this. He wants safety in our schools and neighborhoods. You know, the next thing he's going to want is kids to learn when they go to school. I mean, you know.
We can't push it.
Yeah. Can you imagine that, you know, kids actually learning? What if they get an education? Okay. All righty. And then, well, I'll just let him tell it. Tell the folks out there, Keith Davey, why should people vote for you?
Well, I came here tonight really to talk about our battle on Lakewood and you know, I don't want to over-politicize that, but I'll take an opportunity, obviously, to plug myself. And you know, Pastor Ernie, we need more Christians in politics. You know, we have too many people that, and it's kind of sad, you know, Christians and pastors say, well, you know, I don't get involved in politics. Well, I think we're called to get involved. Not all of us, but I think, and as I get involved in this campaign, I really try to reach out to young people with much darker hair than I have to get involved in politics. We need these young Christian men and women to get involved in politics. And so from a state level, you know, currently we have a majority of Republicans in the state legislature. We need to maintain that and increase that. And as you know, we have a lot of Republicans in name only in Columbus, and there's some dysfunction there. So a couple of things, you know, God help us if Nan Whaley gets elected as governor. You know, we pray Mike DeWine does. But even if Mike DeWine gets in, we need a solid Christian conservative legislature that's going to keep him in check. And we can't let things happen again in Ohio like happened the last time around. So, again, I'm Christian first, conservative patriot running on the Republican Party. So again, I'm here tonight to talk about the battle that's going on in Lakewood, which is part of District 13. And you know, I want to thank you, Pastor Ernie, for inviting me tonight. Thank you for the 50 years that you've been doing this. I mean, you've led the battle against abortion, and we're grateful for that. And so I don't want to take a lot of time, but I do want to say thanks to Coach Duane. For connecting us, Coach Duane and I went to Brunswick High School about 100 years ago. Go Blue Devils. Yeah.
Right.
And Coach Duane and I go back many years. So thanks, Coach, if you're listening, and hope to see you soon. So little history on what's happening. So two Fridays ago, the Friday before 4th of July, I got a call from Pastor John Lutz at the North Coast Baptist Church in Lakewood. And he says, Keith, he said, are you aware of what's going on in Lakewood with this ordinance they're trying to pass? I said, no, honestly, I'm not. So we got online and we took a look. And here they, within a week after the Roe v. Wade decision came down, they drafted legislation to say that the city of Lakewood would not enforce the heartbeat law. The ordinance reads that they are instructing their police department and everybody involved, do not enforce the heartbeat law. So as typical politicians do, they were going to put it on the agenda for July 5th, Monday night, or Tuesday night, the day after 4th of July, assuming everybody's gone. Everybody's out of town. This is how they do it. So we were, thank God, we were able to muster up about 30 or 40 people that night to attend the meeting. Doris Peters from the Suburban West Right to Life was there. People from the Cleveland Right to Life, New Life Church, North Coast Church. And we spoke that evening. We told the council that, you know, originally, and to back up. So originally, they had it on the agenda. They were going to pass this as an emergency legislation that evening, so it would go into immediate effect. So I don't think they anticipated that we were going to have that many people show up. And so we asked them, you know, listen, we don't want you to pass this on emergency. Go the three required readings so that the people of Lakewood have a chance to voice their opinion on this. Now, when you read the legislation, at least when I read the legislation, the ordinance, it appears to me that what they're trying to do is set the groundwork in Lakewood to become a sanctuary city for abortion. And, you know, interestingly enough, on the night the Roe v. Wade was overturned and the Right to Life group had a celebration it was going to be in Old Brooklyn. They got so many threats at the church, they actually moved to Lakewood. So we met at Padre Pio Academy, and Molly Smith was there. She spoke that night, and Jerry Serino, a state senator from the East Side. And prophetically, they both said, listen, let's savor the moment tonight. Let's celebrate. But the fight has just started. And boy, they were so true. And so a week later, here comes Lakewood with this legislation. So what we need to do now is I'm asking all your listeners out there that whether you live in Lakewood or you don't, we need people to email and call the council people and the mayor in Lakewood and tell them that we're just not going to stand for this. The next meeting where they're going to read this and they could vote on it would be this coming Monday night, July 18th, at Lakewood City Hall. We need people to turn out. We need people to speak. If you don't want to speak, just bodies in the auditorium showing that Lakewood isn't going to be a city of death. So we need people. We need Lakewood residents especially. If you're listening out there, and I know a lot of you do listen to this show, we need you to get on the internet, email your council people, call them, let them know this isn't going to stand. And lastly, if you can't make the meeting, and I know this is a worldwide audience, I'm asking for your prayers for this. Especially, you know, leading up to Monday night, and especially Monday night, we need you on your knees. We need you praying for this. We need you to ask the Lord to soften the hearts of these council people to life, and that they would withdraw this and let this go away. So I'm asking for your prayers. And any support you can give us, we would be so grateful. Monday night, July 18th. It'll be at Lakewood City Hall, 7:30. The address is 12650 Detroit Avenue, 12650 Detroit Avenue. Starts at 7:30. And, again, prayers, turnout, we need your help. Thank you.
All right. Now, one of the other things you can do, he was talking to especially to people that live in Lakewood. Every one of you have neighbors. I mean, and you know right. The neighbors that are decent people. Yeah. You don't want to talk to the ones that are not decent. You don't want to talk to pro-death people, but you want to talk to pro-lifers, and you want to invite them to come down and stand with you.
Yes, yes.
You see, they have to wonder why. Well, tomorrow night we're going to be talking about Hosea 4, and Hosea chapter 4. He tells you very, very clearly, well, maybe we should just visit it real quick here tonight. Let me jump over to Hosea. Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel. Now just say this, you children of Lakewood. For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. Now listen to me. Listen to what he says. For there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. by swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven. Yes, even the fishes of the sea shall be taken away. Now, he's telling you, and that's exactly what we have here today. Our sewers run red with the blood of innocent children from coast to coast. The entire, what is used to be known as the Democratic Party, today it's called the Deathocratic Communist Collective, the entire party has gone bloodthirsty. They measure their success by how many babies die. They measure their success by how many children are sodomized. How many children are victims of pedophiles? How many drag queens and other perversions are brought into the public school system? How many terrible, ungodly, unclean, sinful, abominable things they can do to their children? That's how they manage and measure their success. Now, let me tell you something. The Lord Jesus preached more on sins of omission than he did sins of commission. Okay? He tells you to be a doer of the word, not a hearer only. Deceiving yourself. Listen, deceiving yourself. What do I mean by that? Well, there are people that say, well, you know, I would never do something like that. I would never do. And so I'm not gonna interfere with it's none of my business what my neighbor does, but it is your business. Mm-hmm. He gave you a mouth and two ears to hear what they're doing and his eyes to see. And then he tells you that you are to boldly proclaim the gospel.
Yes, amen.
And you are to reprove and rebuke and exhort. You reprove and rebuke them. You reprove them for doing wrong, rebuke them. You tell them they need to repent. And you exhort them to call upon the name of the Lord, right? So you need to do that. You see, if, you know, God hates lukewarmness.
Right.
He hates lukewarmness. Ignorance and apathy. How many times have you heard, well, I don't know about this ignorance and I really don't care, right?
Right.
That's ignorance and apathy, folks. So when God's word, the Bible says, be you a doer of the word, not a hearer only. Listen, I'm going to jump to that one famous verse that you all hear. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. Thou shalt be no priest to me. Now listen, this is significant because we as Christians are to be a nation, a holy priesthood. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Boy, I'm going to tell you, folks, the children in America, it's a horrible, horrible thing the way the children in this country have been treated. Even today, again, pedophilia has become one of the national pastimes in America today. All of these children disappearing. All of them disappearing. God is watching. Again, remember, Jesus preached more on sins of omission. When you fail to do all those things.
Right, when you know what's right and you don't do it.
That's exactly right. All right. With that, we're going to, well, Randy, you got an article there.
I sure do. Mine says, Republicans demand answers to Biden's plan to promote atheism. A group of Republicans led by Indiana Representative Jim Banks are demanding answers for a program by the administration of President Joe Biden that they say intends to promote atheism worldwide. And it says, in April of 2021, the State Department's Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor, and that's DRL, announced a grant program to promote atheism worldwide. The Notice of Funding Opportunity, or NOFO, was officially titled, and then it goes on to give what it is. To disparage any official belief system, atheist, humanist, Christian, Muslim, otherwise. it is one thing for the department to talk, to be tolerant and respectful of a wide range of belief systems and to encourage governments to respect the religion's freedom. However, it not only does such a priority violate both the establishment and free exercise clauses, but also the no religion test clause of Article 6 of our nation's constitution. And that's exactly what they're doing, is that they're preferring a religion now. Since the display is also denoting a promotion of specific radical organizations. And it critical race theory and other progressive dogmas worldwide, working to remove restrictions on abortion around the globe, they say, as well as it also affects Black Lives Matter. And a few weeks ago, the United States Embassy in Germany erected a Black Lives Matter flag.
I heard that. Unbelievable.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
All right, here's one. Fauci said, no, that's not the one I want. Here it is. House Judiciary Committee Democrats vote unanimously to block measure that would have increased penalties for child sex trafficking. Mm-hmm. Of course they're going to do that. They're involved up to their eyeballs
yes.
in child sex trafficking. The entire Democratic Party. Here's the people that voted, some of them, with these in mind. Well, there's so many, but I'm going to just run down the list with no explanation whatsoever. Of course, Jerry Nadler. Jerry Nadler, God's Word, the Bible, God has said that sodomy, Jerry Nadler, sodomy is an abominable thing, Jerry Nadler. Zoe Lofgren, California. Sheila Jackson, oh, you would expect her. These people that I'm going to read their names to you, God's Word, God has called these people reprobate and unclean.
Yes.
Not by their names, but by what they do, by how they voted. Steve Cohen, Hank Johnson, Ted Deutch, Karen Bass, Hakeem Jeffries, David Sicilian, Eric Swalwell. He's the one that who is sleeping with all the Chinese spies. Ted Lieu, Jamie Raskin. Oh, he's a bad one. Oh, that guy. You know what? I can tell you this. If F. Lee Bailey was here, he could not at any time put him on a stand and prove that Jamie Raskin had ever in his entire life told the truth about anything. He could not prove that man had told the truth about anything. And he's running a real close race with none other than, well, I'll tell you here, in a minute, who I'm talking about, who they say has replaced Bill Clinton as being the best liar. Remember they said Clinton was not just a good liar, he was a great liar, and he was their liar? And that's Adam Pencilneck Schiff.
Hmm.
Adam Pencilneck, they're saying he's the best liar that they have now. Now, let me ask you this. Nobody believes him. See, if you're a good liar, then you get it. You make people believe you. Pencilneck. Nobody believes Pencilneck. Everybody just said this guy. He's pathetic. I mean, he just lies about everything. But nobody believes him, right? Pamela J. Appel, Val Demings, Lou Correa, Mary Gay Scanlon, Sylvia Garcia, Joe Nick Weiss. Lucy McBath, Greg Statton, Madeline Dean, Veronica Escobar, Mondaire Jones, Deborah K. Ross, and Corey Bush. They all voted to make sure that they don't put any extra punishment on pedophiles and human traffickers, child sex, because, well, guess who's all in the business, right? Little Lisa, you've got an article.
Okay. Well, Joe Biden, he turns to shake hands with the air after receiving Israeli Presidential Medal of Honor. He struggled through his remarks, and many of his jokes fell flat. At one point, Biden said, "It's hard to say these words for over 50 years. I can't be that long. Embarrassing." And after receiving the Presidential Medal of Honor, Biden turned around and shook hands with a ghost. Well, President Isaac Herzog assisted the feeble Joe and helped him walk over to a chair.
We saw the same thing happen when Obama came out and spoke. Everybody gathered around Obama, and Joe turned around. There was nobody there, but he had his hand out, and he was looking to try to find somebody. Yeah.
Somebody was there, or something.
Yeah. Yeah, demonic. Well, you have an article there, too, don't you, Keith?
Yeah, so this is from the Secular Democrats of America. Lord, I didn't even know these organizations existed. Okay, so this is a news article announcing humanists for Biden. Today, Greg Epstein, humanist chaplain at Harvard and MIT, announced the new Humanists for Biden initiative, a program of the Secular Democrats of America. At a time when the fastest-growing faith group in the United States is people with no religious affiliation, we are delighted to announce an initiative of non-religious people, humanists, atheists, agnostics, and others, proud to stand with the Biden-Harris campaign. Wouldn't you be proud of that group? So further on in the article, it says, "We are grateful that the Biden-Harris campaign has given us a platform we can support. The religious values Joe Biden and Kamala Harris hold dear overlap with our humanist values." Unbelievable.
Well, you know, again, tonight I was really encouraged by that group of people there, we the people there in Akron. I mean, you had you had energy in that room, didn't you?
Yes,
and, certainly did.
And when I said, you know, you'd rather die on your feet than live on your knees, there was like a cheer. When I made the statement too that when those that make the point, those prissy preachers, when they're always saying, "Well, Romans 13 says you have to obey the government even if it's corrupt," and I've heard many corrupt and rhinos. And corrupt politicians make the same statement. Well, the actual truth is Romans 13 actually teaches that governments have to obey God, not the people obey corrupt government.
That's right.
Yes.
But unless a government is obeying, is in line with God's word, right here, the laws of God, then they are not legitimate. Now, these people in Lakewood, who said they're not going to enforce the laws, they have become null and void. When they did that, when these prosecutors said they're not going to enforce those laws, then they became totally illegitimate. They have no legitimacy. You are not obligated in any way, shape, or form to comply with these people or to recognize them as legitimate office holders. They forfeited that. They gave that up when they violated the oath that they took.
Yes.
And so, in fact, not only do we have no obligation at all to recognize their legitimacy, it would be a sin to do so. He tells you over in Proverbs chapter 24. Turn to Proverbs chapter 24. And Randy, put your good eye on that.
Okay. Okay, we'll do. And this is Proverbs chapter 24?
Yeah.
All right, what verse? Or
starting with verse 18 here.
Okay. "At least the Lord see it, and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him." No?
Keep going.
Okay. "Fret not thyself because of evil men, neither be thou envious at the wicked, for there shall be no reward to the evil man. The candle of the wicked shall be put out. My son, fear thou the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change."
Okay, hold it right there. Okay. Do you understand what that change is referring to? It's a change that they're
referring to. Aren't these people that can be bribed and
He's referring to obedience with the word of God, disobedience to the word of God.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. For their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both? These things also belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect of persons in judgment. He that saith unto the wicked, thou art righteous, him shall the people curse. Nations shall abhor him. But to them that rebuke him shall be delight, and a good blessing shall come upon them. Every man shall kiss the lips that giveth a right answer.
Okay, now, here. Let me ask you this. If you vote for an individual, is that having respect to a person in judgment? Do you make a judgment to vote for that person?
Sure.
Okay, so if that person is a wicked person, he that saith to the wicked, thou art righteous, him shall the people curse, and the nation shall abhor him. Is that a good thing?
That's a horrible thing.
So he's telling you that it's a sin, it's a terrible sin, to vote for wicked people.
Right. Yes.
Yes.
If you turn over to Proverbs 17.
Okay.
And read me verse 15.
17:15. Okay. He that justifieth the wicked, and he that condemneth the just, even they both are abomination to the Lord.
Okay, so do you justify the wicked by voting for them, by supporting them?
Sure. Yes.
Yeah, you do. Sure you do.
So if you have wicked people like these prosecutors, like the George Soros bought, you know, they're referred to those people that have sold themselves away from God as whores.
But nothing is even said back to them when they threaten to not do what they're supposed to do. Like nobody comes back to the guy that says that I'm not going to enforce, let's say, the right, anti-abortion. When they say that, somebody should step up because they have superiors or people they answer to. Somebody should step up, say, and when you don't, you're out of here.
That's right. What we're doing here
right.
Tonight.
I agree, but somebody in government
right.
should be doing
well,
that.
Well, and you know, in Lakewood, it's the people. We vote for these council people. And so we're their superiors, or at least we should be, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I agree with you. I mean, to me, like, you know, just listening to this whole thing, it makes your blood boil. But think about it. When these people say, it's just like not pushing. When these people say, well, we're going to blow up your whatever it is, then where are the people that come and say, and when you do, we're going to arrest you and prosecute you? Well, you know, where are the people that we don't have that? You know, one side can threaten all they want, and the other side just sits there and silently lets them do that.
And then
when they do it, when is the last time you've ever heard anybody getting prosecuted for doing something wrong?
Right, especially a politician.
A politician, that's right. When is the last time you heard about it?
Right. Well, and like Pastor Ernie said earlier, you know, the reason we're in the situation we're in is apathy.
Yeah.
You know, the voter turnout in Lakewood last election, 17%.
And I'm surprised it was that high, and think about it. And the weather was good.
And the weather was good.
Yeah. And the weather was good.
And this is why we have what we have.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Again, folks, you heard what God's Word, the Bible, had to say about that. And so don't be crying the blues, because things are gonna get nice and bad this winter. I mean, we're going to have a very dark winter. Mm-hmm. Because you folks didn't do what you should. You didn't stand when you should have. The reason we don't have Donald Trump in office, well, I'll tell you the reason right after this.
Fight the fight, take the stand, light the light, we are there. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 4465. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.